For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The man suspected of killing a Newman, California police officer during a routine traffic stop this week is now in custody, along with five others suspected of trying to protect him. Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood says the suspect is in the country illegally, and the county's sanctuary status prevented them from communicating with federal officials.
When you tie our hands and don't allow us to work with our federal partners and communicate with our federal partners about people that commit crimes and who are in this country illegally, we're going to have incidents like this, not just on police officers, but on the public that we serve and protect.
He believes they caught the suspect as he was attempting to flee back to Mexico. Still no deal in sight on Capitol Hill to stop the partial government shutdown. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi spotted vacationing at a resort in Hawaii Thursday and again Friday morning. President Trump canceled plans to spend Christmas in Florida and is staying at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? Well, you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA, that's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
The partial government shutdown has affected about a quarter of the government, leaving 800,000 federal workers furloughed or without pay. House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer says it's tough to figure out what the president wants.
We're not flailing. We have the votes in the House, in my opinion, and they obviously had the unanimous vote in the Senate on a proposal that Mitch McConnell put forward. It's a shame that it wasn't put on the floor. If so, the government would be open. Of course, that accepts the premise that the president would have done what he told the Senate he was prepared to do, but he changed his mind.
Democrat Hoyer says January 3rd he'll put a Republican bill on the floor of the Senate to open the government. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, along with other area officials, speak with reporters about safety and security preparedness for New Year's Eve celebrations in the Big Apple.
NYPD has done an outstanding job year after year keeping the event safe and orderly, and that's what we expect again this New Year's Eve. The ability of NYPD to prepare for such a thing is legendary for such a great event.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Bree Payton, a writer for the conservative news site The Federalist and a frequent guest on the Fox News Channel and other media outlets, has died suddenly at the age of 26. She'd been battling swine flu and possibly meningitis. 2019 could be a great year for space exploration. USA Radio Network's Tim Burke has that story.
As we move forward into 2019, one of the things many people are keeping their eye on is space travel. Back in August, President Trump discussed the possibility of establishing a space force under the larger Department of Air and Space Force. Jim Cantrell is the CEO of Vector, which deals with space travel. Cantrell tells Fox News he's not a big fan of Space Force.
Yeah, so I'm generally against it, just based on the argument of smaller government being better. Mm-hmm. And it's not really necessary because this idea of warfare in space is already taken into account with Pentagon war planning. Just recently, the Space Command was reinstituted, which would be a combatant command that would use the military forces in the case of us being attacked.
So the Air Force could do all of this for you?
It already does.
It does, okay.
Although Cantrell also says...
No, I applaud the president for putting focus on space because it's our next economy in the United States right now. It's about a half a trillion. It'll be $2 trillion within about 10 years. And frankly, our military relies on space assets in such a way that if our adversaries attacked it, it would cripple us. We rely on these things for both our economy and our military forces. And who would have thought, you know, 30 years ago that GPS would be in all our phones that we carry in our pocket?
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.